And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 30th of August, 2017. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote a famous story that begins, "It was on a dreary night of November that I beheld the accomplishment of my toils. The dull yellow eye of the creature open." The story was Frankenstein, considered the first science fiction novel ever written, and the woman was Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, born in London, 1797. It's the birthday of the woman who said, "The thing about democracy, beloveds, is that it is not neat, orderly, or quiet. It requires a certain relish for confusion." She also said, "I am not anti-gun, I'm pro-knife. Consider the merits of the knife. In the first place, you have to catch up with someone in order to stab him. A general substitution of knives for guns would promote physical fitness. We'd turn into a whole nation of great runners. Plus, knives don't ricochet, and people are seldom killed while cleaning their knives." And the writer was Molly Ivins, born in Monterey, California, 1944, raised in Houston, Texas, went off to New England to college, went to the Columbia School of Journalism, went to Minneapolis to write for the Minneapolis Tribune. There she was the first woman to cover the police beat. And then she moved back to Texas, which became the subject of her writing. She said that she remained cheerful despite Texas politics, that she wrote about the more hilarious aspects of government and so never had to write fiction. She especially liked to poke fun at the Texas state legislature, which she called the Ledge, and George W. Bush, whom she gave the nickname Shrub, and she referred to him as a post-turtle, referring to an old joke. The turtle didn't get there by itself, doesn't belong there, and needs help to get down. She had actually known him when they were teenagers in Houston. Also made fun of Bill Clinton. She said, "If left to my own devices, I'd spend all my time pointing out that he's weaker than bus station chili. But the man is so constantly subjected to such hideous and unfair abuse that I wind up standing up for him on the general principle that some fairness should be applied." Wrote a book about George W. Bush in 2000 and later said, "The next time I tell you someone from Texas should not be president of the United States, please pay attention." Molly Ivins died of breast cancer at the age of 62. She wrote, "Having breast cancer is massive amounts of no fun. First, they mutilate you, then they poison you, then they burn you. I have been on blind dates better than that." Here's a poem by David Budbill, "Invisible Visitors." All through August and September, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of feathered creatures pass through this place, and I almost never see a single one. The fall wood warbler migration goes by here every year, all of them, myriad species, all looking sort of like each other, yellow, brown, gray, all muted versions of their summer selves, almost indistinguishable from each other, at least to me, although definitely not to each other, all flying by, mostly at night, calling to each other as they go to keep the flock together, saying chip, zeep, buzz, smack, zip, squeak, those sounds, reassuring that we are all here together and heading south, all of us just passing through, just passing through, just passing through, just passing through. "Invisible Visitors," a poem by David Budbill from Tumbling Toward the End, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT, SAT, GMAT, GRE, LSAT, and MCAT. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.